Welcome, Chiefs Kingdom, to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I'm Jason Thomas, and I hope you guys have been able to get outside and enjoy this beautiful weather we've been having, finally, now that we're in April. I got outside this weekend, mowed the yard, did the weed eating, planted the garden, all the fun yard stuff that's kind of fun to do in April, and by July, I'm usually barely getting it done. But at least early in the spring, it's fun to get outside and fun to get some sun and do that. So on today's podcast, there hasn't been really a lot of big Chief news out there. So what I was thinking about doing in this podcast was kind of talking about the Hall of Fame case for Jamaal Charles. I don't know if you heard, but TMZ Sports got a clip of him, saying that he thought he belonged in the Hall of Fame. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I love Jamaal Charles. He's my favorite running back of all time. But I'm going to explain now why I don't necessarily agree with him. Man, this is hard to do. It's so easy to get attached to players, and somebody like Jamaal, who was the lifeblood of the Chiefs for a few seasons when there just wasn't much happiness to be had as a Kansas City Chiefs fan. It's tough to make a case against him. And it's not that Jamaal didn't have Hall of Fame talent. He absolutely did. He had, in his career, basically 7 healthy-ish seasons. He played 11, but 4 of them, he just didn't get much time. And out of those 7 seasons that he was healthy, he basically played 5 of those in a starter-type role. One was, his first year in Kansas City where he didn't get to play much, and then, of course, his last season with Denver. Where he didn't get to play a whole lot. Of course, I know he did play for Jacksonville last year just a little bit, but that season's kind of a joke. He just didn't get a chance to do much. So you've got the five healthy seasons where he got to play quite a bit for Kansas City. And 3 of those seasons are great seasons. They are great. And then 2 of them are good. You could say very good. And he was, a 2-time All-Pro. So, he was recognized within the game as being basically the top running back for a couple of years. His age 23 and 24 seasons, he averaged over 6 yards a carry as a starting running back, which is just insane in modern football. And then a few years later, when Reed got there, he had another monster season and, put up, I think, around 20 touchdowns. I can't exactly remember the exact number. But, those 3 seasons are right there with anybody's 3 seasons ever. But he never was able to break 2,000 scrimmage yards in a season. He did fall short of that. Now, Charles, for his career, did have over 7,500 rushing yards and a little over 2,500 reception yards. So career scrimmage yards, he had over 10,000. And then touchdown-wise, he came in the mid-60s. I believe maybe 64, 65 touchdowns, something like that. I don't have the number directly in front of me. Now, the case a lot of people want to make is the Terrell Davis, Gil Sayers kind of comparisons. And I think Sayers, for me, and what I know about football, Sayers and Charles to me are a little bit of an apt comparison just because their talent was so obvious as running, as runners. And they were so just as pure runners, so far ahead of everybody else in the game at the time, when they were young and healthy. Now, Sayers is a Hall of Famer. He really only had, you know, five good healthy seasons. Sayers, he was a five-time All-Pro. Now, the difference between Sayers and Charles is that when Sayers played, you know, all five of those seasons that he was healthy, he was, you know, hands down the best running back in football. And while Charles was right in the conversation as the best running back in football, in his healthy seasons, he wasn't head and shoulders above everybody else. Another comparison between Sayers and Charles is that neither one of them won anything in their careers. And this is one that I think really hurts Charles, because if Charles had one Super Bowl ring, I think he would be in. If he had two Super Bowl rings, I would guarantee that he's in the Hall of Fame. But instead, Jamaal Charles just got to play in two playoff games in his entire career, which that's not a failing on him. That's just a failing on the Chiefs when he was there. He just never really got to play on a Chiefs team that was really good until, you know, his last healthy year or two. And now he did have, he's only got 12 playoff carries and one playoff reception in his career. He had 100 rushing yards on those 12 carries, and he had a 15-yard reception. So when he did get to play in the playoffs, he did very well. He just didn't get much of a chance. Now, Terrell Davis, he really only had four healthy seasons in the NFL and three partial seasons. But Terrell Davis won two world championships, and he was the best. I think looking back, I don't have a problem saying this, that he was the best player on those teams that won, what was it, 97, 98, I believe, with the Broncos. Without Terrell Davis, they've got no chance of winning. Now, you could say that about a couple of other players on the team, but I think Davis was the cog. And he had a four-year stretch that was just great. He did break 2,000 scrimmage yards twice. Of course, he had the 2,000 yards rushing in one season. And that's a little bit of one of the problems with Charles when you look at his stats. Stat-wise, is he did have phenomenal yards per carry. And he did, the one season, I believe it was 24H season, is just ridiculously good. He averaged something like 6.4 yards per carry, had about 1,500 yards rushing. But the thing was, Charles never had the bell cow season like Terrell Davis had for four seasons, where he just got, you know, ran the ball a ton. You know, he never really got a ton of carries in a season, Charles. Really, you know, maybe when Reed first got there, he had, you know, his last great season was more like that, where he got more carries and stuff. But then his yards per carry average dropped quite a bit at that time, too. So early in his career, when he had those two phenomenal seasons, he had some, I mean, just unbelievable yards per carry, but he didn't get anywhere near what the normal running backs at that time were getting carry-wise. You know, as a bell cow, he was getting more the split carries, you know, 220 carries, 230 carries, not the 280 or 300 that a lot of, you know, the main guys were getting at that time. And I think that hurts Charles a little bit on paper. Now, the comparison I would like to make to Charles, and the main reason why I don't think he's going to get in, is the Matt Forte comparison, because they both came out in 2008. And actually, before I jump straight into that, I'm going to give you some other numbers here. There are 31 running backs in NFL history that have over 10,000 yards rushing. 31. And Charles has got a little over 7,500. And don't get me wrong, out of those 31 backs, you know, talent-wise, he's in the top 10 of those guys. But it just didn't break that way for him. And gosh, I hate that, but it didn't. Now, if you look at since the merger in football, so 1970, since that season, I looked at 10,000 yards from scrimmage for running backs. And of course, he had a little over 10,000. And for some reason, like on Pro Football Reference, when you look that up, they put Larry Fitzgerald as a running back. So you've got to throw one of the spots out. But he is 48th in yards from scrimmage for running back since 1970, which that is very, very good. But it's not Hall of Fame level. And so I thought, well, I'll go ahead and shorten that from 2000 to now. Okay, that's more this era of football, you know. And he still comes out of guys with 10,000 yards from scrimmage. I think there are 22 guys ahead of him, or 23, something like that. So even since 2000, he's not a top 20 in yards from scrimmage as a running back. As a matter of fact, Curtis Martin, who only played from 2000 to 2005, has basically the same amount of rushing yards as Charles over that period of time. I mean, Martin had yards, many yards in the 90s, but those weren't counted in this 2000s search. So, you know, it just hurts Charles that way, and I hate that. I went ahead and broke it down to players, you know, with 7,500 rushing yards or more since 2000, and it's the same thing. He's not in the top 20. You know, there are many guys ahead of him, and I hate that. I hate that, but it's just the truth. He just didn't get enough carries, and he didn't stay healthy enough to kind of go up, you know, the statistical rankings enough. And of course, like I say, Terrell Davis basically had 5 healthy years. I did forget to mention that him and Charles basically have the same number of touchdowns. So Charles just didn't climb the statistical ladder high enough to get in by kind of compiling stats. And then he didn't win any world championships because the Chiefs were terrible while he was here, and it was no fault of his own, but he just kind of got to the Chiefs in a bad era. And then even though he had, you know, 3 great seasons, he just really didn't get enough carries or receptions to absolutely blow away the other running backs in the league at that time. So I'm back to the Matt Forte comparison. They both came into the league in 2008. They basically retired at the same time. Charles did play, you know, 2 games last year, had like 6 carries, but, you know, last season doesn't really count. The difference was that Forte, even though he got injured throughout his career, they weren't injuries that kept him off the field. He was able to play through them. And up until his final season, he was basically a starter for all of that. And he ended up with around, I think, a little over 4,000 more scrimmage yards than Jamaal Charles did in his career. Now, he wasn't the same as a running back that Charles was. He had good numbers. I believe he had, 1,000 yards rushing 5 times, same as Charles. Now, the difference between Charles and Forte is just a straight-up runner as a running back was that Forte never had a monster season like Charles did. You know, he broke 5,000 yards 5 times, but, 1,200 and some was the most he ever had. But he did have 9 seasons of 800 or more rushing yards. And then where Forte kind of blows him away is as a receiver. There was one year where Forte had 102 receptions as a running back, and you combined his total scrimmage yards, and like I say, he's got around 4,000 more than Charles. Now, he never broke 2,000 scrimmage yards in a season, but he did have 9 seasons of over 1,000. And then touchdown wise he ended up with 10 to 15 more touchdowns than Charles did. Now, you know, if I had to take one of those 2 running backs for one game, I'm taking Charles every time. But Forte was able to stay healthy longer, and he just compiled better numbers. And even though he didn't necessarily win anything in the playoffs either, his Hall of Fame case, I think, is right up there with Charles and probably, you know, a little bit ahead of Charles. But I don't think Matt Forte deserves to be in the Hall of Fame either. You know, I think he's a very good running back and was very good for a long time, but he's not Hall of Fame worthy. And Charles just needed, gosh, probably two more healthy seasons, and I'd say he belongs in the Hall of Fame every single time. And that is kind of my opinion on that, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Kind of a shorter podcast this time. I've been getting a little bit long-winded the last couple times. If you need to hit me up or you want to give me your opinion on this, I am at JTheFan1 on Twitter. Anyway, have a good one, guys, and enjoy the weather. Bye.